you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Today on the Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports, we're going to talk soccer. Now, I know the spring sports season for high school is complete, but the individual accolades just keep adding up for both the Emory and Carbon High soccer squads, and we're going to focus on Emory High today. Joining us over the phone right now, we have Coach Troy Winter. Coach, it's always fun to get you on the show and talk some Emory High School soccer. Thank you again for the time.
Thank you, too, Jordan. Really appreciate it.
Definitely, Coach. Let's dive right into it. First off, two first-team All-State selections on this year's squad, and we'll start by talking about Taven Cook, who's been a three-year starter for Emory. Intricate part to your team's success throughout the year. Well-deserved first-team All-State selection. I was really happy to see Taven's name on there. This is fantastic.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. He has been outstanding all year long, and not to mention, for the last 2 years as well, too. And he's a player that is probably a five-year player. He's only been playing soccer for about 5 years, and he stepped into that goalie role and has been really good for us. Really, really good.
You and I have had conversations about Taven in the past, Coach. How much of that, especially with him only playing soccer for 5 years, one of the things you can't coach is instinct. And so how much of that plays into the success that he's had on the soccer field?
It plays a lot. As far as he's got quick hands, he's got, a little bit of a basketball background, a little bit of a baseball background, playing that in youth sports and stuff. And that's played a very big role. But just his all-around athletic ability and being very coachable, willing to take on a key role or an important role, and just being really coachable, to be honest with you, has been that's his strong point.
You look at what he was able to accomplish, 8 shutouts throughout the year, and he allowed just 8 goals in 10 region games. That's the stat that's mind-boggling, because you guys played in such a competitive region, Coach, and he only gave up 8 goals in 10 games.
Absolutely. 8 goals in 10 games, that's huge as well, too. One of the other stats that, it kind of goes unrecognized that I want to bring up is, we had 5 PKs on the season, which were, 5 penalty kicks against us, and he actually saved 3 of the 5. Very key games that those were in, and usually a PK is a given, and he shut him down. So it was way awesome.
If we talk about another kid that made first-team All-State, Gage Mangum. And the reason why I'm really excited for Gage to get some recognition is because typically, Coach, when you read a box score in soccer, you look at who scored goals and you look at what the goalie did. Defenders sometimes, they're not box score warriors. You really have to watch the game and pay attention to what these guys are doing to get a feel for it. So for him, and we talk about the defense with Taven and everything, for Gage to get this kind of recognition, it's good, because I've always felt that defenders never really get their due.
Absolutely. He came in. He's from out of the area. Originally, his soccer history. He's got family ties here. He come into our program and is extremely coachable. Very willing to do whatever is necessary. For the team, he is very team orientated, and which is really great. He's multifacetable, which means I could have plugged him in any position, and he would have done well for us. And where we needed him was on the defensive side. And when he came out, he performed. He was in the center there, would win balls out of the air. Just done an amazing job for us, and I've never one time ever complained. So that's even better.
Is it fair to say, if we're comparing football to soccer, that a defender is almost like the left tackle in football? You're only hearing his name if he's doing something wrong. And so if you're never hearing this kid's name, that means he's doing a lot right. Is that a fair comparison?
Absolutely. You don't hear his names. So you don't see the mistakes or, anything like that. And, like I said, he's just, quality on and off the field, for sure.
So those were the two kids that received first All-State first-team selections. Let's talk about honorable mentions, 2 seniors here, and we'll talk with talk about Parker Sermon. You and I had a lot of conversations about Parker throughout the year. He was very, very good, led the team, I believe, in goals, if I'm not mistaken, throughout the year at the forward spot. I kind of felt that Parker deserved more than an honorable mention, but yet again, he is getting some recognition for his performance.
You know, absolutely. I feel the same way. You know, Parker done a lot of work for us, you know, at that forward spot. And you know, mid-season, we actually done a little bit of a transition. He moved back to the midfield area and stuff. And, again, you know, he's been a two-year starter. And an honorable mention, you know, is a great thing. You know, I'm not taking anything away with that. But, you know, I would have liked to see a little bit more recognition, you know, for the work that he has done as well, too. So, but that's great for him as well, too. So.
And I believe, Coach, it was 10 goals this season. Is that what he scored, I believe?
13
goals. Most on the team, correct?
Yep, correct. That is correct. He was our leading scorer on the team.
I don't think too often you're going to find the leading scorer of a region champion left off the first or second team. That just doesn't happen.
You know, and that's exactly how we felt, you know, as well, too. Yeah, he's scored a lot of goals and, you know, done a lot of productive stuff for us. You know, so and I say that, so that kind of goes into show, you know, maybe there was, you know, some other players and how tight, how tough, you know, our region is. You know, I mean, we got some good soccer players in this region. And so, you know, the people who got mentioned before him, you know, obviously got those other nominations and stuff. You know, I mean, it was increased, you know, pretty tight, you know. So they must have been doing a really good job in comparison, you know. But, you know, Parker, I mean, you know, top-notch all the way, all the time, you know, so.
Tanyan Allred also gets an honorable mention. It's his second in 2 years, so he misses out on the first or second team, but he does get an honorable mention. Played midfielder for you guys, correct, throughout the year. Was second on the team in goals, I believe.
He did, yep, and he was. And, you know, that's another one that I would have liked to see him get a little bit more recognition. Another one of them that you don't see his name a lot. Because of some of the things and the roles that he does do, you know, as far as even scoring. But he was a hustler. You know, he worked hard, you know, all season long. His speed and his willingness to just go in, you know, after it. His ability from his junior year to senior year, to be honest with you, was amazing. His increase, his speed, his ball control, and just his overall physical on the soccer team, you know, was a step up. So I would have, you know, he's one that I would have liked to see, you know, at least a second team or even a first team, because I really felt like he deserved it. You know, he was a mainstay, you know, all season long.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Troy Winter of the Emory High School soccer team. Coach, we talk about these four kids. Three of them are seniors, which means there's some big shoes to fill. And this program continues to get better and better. And I believe the individual accolades for this team itself, we're going to continue to see more and more of this. But this is a pretty special group that we're talking about.
Absolutely. This is, you know, these kids have been here, you know, through the season, you know, through our club program, have been playing soccer, you know, with us for quite a few years. You know, and it goes to show, you know, their athletic ability, you know, their, you know, individual, you know, work ethic and the things that they put in on an individual basis as well, too, you know, with camps and, you know, clubs and doing the things that they do. So, you know, my hat's off to them. I mean, they've done a great job, so.
I don't know how much of this goes into the selection, but Coach, I've always felt if we're talking college, if we're talking professional or high school, to be first team All-State, second team All-State, or even earn an honorable mention, it goes beyond what you're accomplishing on the field. I mean, even off the field, you've got to be a leader. You've got to be a captain. And does that kind of signify what these kids did away from the field, you know, in preparation for games and at practice?
You know, absolutely. You know, I mean, these guys, and that's something that I really have prided myself in is the fact that, you know, all of my players, but these guys, you know, specifically as well, too, are really good athletes. They're called student athletes for a reason. They're good athletes, but they're also good students. They're all also productive members of society, you know, and that says a lot for them. You know, they really do, you know, step it up as far as, you know, leadership. They step it up as far as, you know, things in the community and being involved in the community, being involved with things, you know, with soccer, with our youth programs. Nothing's better for, you know, a younger rec player to be able to look up to these high school soccer players. I mean, because they, in a small sense, are the heroes to them. And, you know, these boys have done a great job at that, you know, with the camps that we've held, being involved with our rec stuff. It's been, you know, fun working with them.
Coach, do you get to deliver the news to the kids that they've made All-State?
I did actually this time. I was kind of on top of it, and I, you know, it was a very proud moment. Neither one of them knew, you know, at the time that they had been, you know, nominated, let alone, you know, had received, you know, that, you know, recognition. And so I was able to, and it's a bittersweet moment, to be honest with you, because, you know, we put a lot of work in, a lot of time in, you know, specifically with Taven. I mean, somebody that I put a lot of hours in with, and, you know, his ability, you know, has been, like I say, I think he could play at the next level, you know, given the opportunity. He really is a quality goalie, you know, and he's got the ability to do the next level, you know, if that's something that he wanted to do.
Which is amazing because, again, you pointed out earlier, he's only played soccer for 5 years.
Correct. And that's what's cool about him and, you know, the things that he's done and, you know, and his work ethic. You know, he's really striving hard and, you know, has done a good job, you know, throughout specifically for the last 3 years, but more so for the last 5 years. I mean, he really, like you said, he took the bull by the horn and was willing to, you know, goalie's not a glamorous position. If you're losing and getting scored on or you get a goal scored on you, and he's willing to take that on and shut people down. So
I know soccer is a team sport, even though we're talking about individual accolades, Coach. These kids, it helps to have a competent group beside you. And you and I have talked all year long about how this team, how they perform throughout the year and winning a region championship. That helps for individual recognition when you're on a winning team.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, it goes a long way. You know, you get a region championship. It builds a little bit of momentum, builds a little bit of excitement. The younger kids that were, you know, playing on the program and playing with us and stuff, you know, it gets them excited for next year, you know, and moving forward, you know. I mean, and that helps that individual recognition. You know, then, you win a region championship, and then people start to take a look and say, okay, you know, this program, you know, maybe is on, you know, the up-and-coming stage, and maybe there are some quality soccer players here. Well, now they can see that, you know, because we were a region champion this last year. And they don't give those away. You know, we had to be consistent. We had to work hard throughout the season to, you know, to receive that, you know, receive that award as well, too.
Coach, it's always fun to get you on. Before I let you go, what we can talk about off season for this team. Anything in the works now that we've hit the summer months and we're in June?
You know, we're actually moving forward. We've got some tournaments that we're going to be hitting through the summer. We've hit a couple already. Little 3v3 tournaments that we've done, you know, over the past month here, and we actually have got a tournament upcoming this next weekend and stuff, and the summer games in Cedar City, and then we'll hit two or three more tournaments, you know, just through for those that you know, have a desire to keep playing soccer, and that's what's continued to build our program. You know, those kids that are, you know, coming out and playing with that, and, you know, so there is some training. We don't, my philosophy is we don't ever stop playing soccer. So we're always working, whether it be big or small. So.
Well, Coach, again, a pleasure to get you on. Congratulations on coaching just a great group of kids and the success that you guys have had. It's awesome to see some individual accolades, and I appreciate you again taking out the time for us.
Yes, you betcha. No worries. I appreciate it as well, too. And thanks. You have a great day.
Again, that's Coach Troy Winter of the Emory High School Soccer Squad taking out the time to join us and talk about the All-State selections for his squad. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to move over to the national sports scene. We're going to talk Justify and his Triple Crown accomplishment over the weekend. Steve Bortstein of Fox Sports 1340 in New Mexico will join us when we return right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. It's a Wednesday edition of Drive Time Sports.